What's going on with everybody? I hope everybody is having a wonderful start to their Saturday morning. And so, I don't know where this was really on my mind. And I feel like it's something that I need to really talk about. And it's things that people really don't recognize. And sometimes it's found really deep within your heart or even within your mind, and sometimes it has to kind of counteract or even balance itself out. And so, what am I talking about exactly? Well, I'm talking about being a humble person, and being more of a humble person, it gives you these wonderful flaws that you might have and how you can work on those things and understand where you might have went wrong, but also trying to put things right at the same time. And so I don't know why this was on my mind this morning, but for whatever reason, here we are. And here I am discussing it and why it's very important. And I think we all kind of forget it. And I think that's the power through learning through each other. And so, a lot of different examples I could come up with based on my own observations throughout life is it takes a lot of different experiences, and a lot of people have experiences in many different things. It could be different hobbies, it could be different religions, it could be different spiritual journeys, whether it's yoga, meditation, whatever that is. Everybody has something that has its niche and something that they're really good at. And so that's what you have to really find. That's within you. Everybody has that. The other thing is different people that are known as enemies. Sometimes enemies are known through different churches as religion. You know, they could be enemies through being known as Satan, whatever it may be. It could be, you know, God has enemies, different things like that. Everybody may have an enemy, but there's a different way to look at it as well. And so the way I look at it is it's not that people are exactly enemies. They just look at things totally different than what you would ever imagine. And sometimes that's really hard to understand, especially when you're in a tough spot as it is, no matter where you are in life. From my own personal experience, I've been through a lot of different things, and being 36, I've been through dealing with a lot of loss of family, dealing with homelessness, dealing with just recovering from alcohol and different drugs and things like that, and learning from those experiences, you become a much stronger and more powerful person than what you ever thought you would be. And I never thought I would be a sober person, but here I am, and this is where I'm at, and this is where I belong, and this is what fits me. And sometimes you don't really know what fits you or what you should be doing. And what we all should be doing is we should be kind of thanking each other for getting where we need to go in life and not being so set on oh, this person did me wrong, so they need payback, and karma will get them, and blah, 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 blah. That doesn't make any difference at the end of the day. It really doesn't. Because we all have flaws, and we have to understand our flaws and how we can work around those and say, look, you know what? I may be only able to tolerate this person in short bursts or maybe for a short amount of time. But during that time spent, maybe you can accomplish something and maybe they can look at something totally different than what maybe you might have recognized or they might have recognized in a sense. Even if you didn't see it completely, even if you didn't see it eye to eye on both sides. And sometimes that happens a lot. And also it can even work, you know, telepathically, many different ways. And so I don't feel like things are just set in stone. They're not set in one book. They're not set in one society. They're not set in one worldviews. There's many different types of views. There's so much exploring out there that we honestly don't even have the answers as human beings. We're constantly discovering, we're constantly wanting to know, and we're constantly eager to learn what is exactly out there. And so instead of being told, no, you shouldn't do this, no, you shouldn't do that, we should be all encouraging each other to move forward and focus in on what we really want to accomplish in life and stop tearing each other down for who we should be and what we should be. There's only one person that knows who you should be and what you should be and what you're comfortable in. And that's you. And you should focus on you as a person. And I think we all forget that. Sometimes it's just the simplest things that are right in front of you. You wonder, okay, what exactly am I doing? Where am I going? But you're wondering about everybody else constantly. You're not wondering about what you're going to do. Some reason that's the most complicated thing. I don't know why it is, but for some reason it is. I know I'm guilty of it myself. And a lot of these people, they may be able to pull you in the right direction for a short amount of time, but sometimes there's just no use for that person anymore, and that's okay too. But it doesn't mean that they're bad people just because you may not need them. And in fact, you may need them later on in life. There may be a time where you might need them. Now, it doesn't mean you have to take advantage of that person for a need. And I don't think that's the best option either. And there are a lot of those people out there as well. And I understand that. We all have different struggles. But we shouldn't push those struggles onto others when they don't want to share those struggles. That's another problem in itself. And so that's something we all need to work on. And it can go from different religions to even many different experiences where we think we might know what's best and turns out we actually don't. And the more we start admitting that we don't really know what's best at all, we can all really work on and say, hey, you know what? I don't know what's best in this situation, but I do think I might have an answer where you can go for this next step, and let's go there. And so always having that positive attitude instead of all this negativity and drama that surrounds it, it makes you a much better person overall, from what I've learned. Because it doesn't help to be stuck in this negative set of mind, constantly arguing about nothing, or bickering, as they say, or whatever it is. I mean, there's no point in just arguing about any particular thing and wanting to be right. Because you know what? You're not right. You might have an answer for that short amount of time, whatever it is, for that particular subject. But the truth is you don't really know the answer. And neither do I. Nobody does. We're just trying to go based off of our own cultures and maybe in how we were raised or what we think might work as the best ability for that particular thing, whatever it may be. And I know that's not being quite frank with everything, but why they even say quite frank, I don't know. Could be quite Fred or quite John or quite Tim or whatever. Where these names even come about, who knows? But that's the power of different analogies and figures of speech and things like that. But it's where exactly are we going? And so you're wondering, well, what is the point of this? You know, and honestly, I don't even know. But I feel like it was on my mind and it's something that needed to be brought to attention to a lot of people. And so it's one of them things that is just kind of like on my mind, and I'm like, I feel like I need to discuss this just on a podcast and try to figure out why it's a certain way. And I think there's a lot of people, you know, I think maybe the purpose of it for me is just looking back on people that, okay, maybe you may not want to call on those people anymore. And maybe you don't want to hang out with those people more, and that's understandable. Some people are very toxic to be around, and some people are very lovely to be around, but however, not all of us are very lovely to be around all the time. And so understanding that as well, you know, you have to take the bad with the good, as they say. We can all really learn a lot from each other and how we can not, you know, push people in the wrong direction. And that's something we all need to work on, I think, because we're all guilty of that. And to me, I think the whole purpose of being a humble person is just being open to different ideas, even though maybe you had a different view on them your whole life. You have to just see where things land, you know. It's like different puzzle pieces. You have to just see where things are going to land, you know. Everything is a gamble, you know. It's like when you go to the casino, you don't know if you're going to win or if you're going to lose. Either way, just enjoy it. Just have fun while you're doing it. When anything is taken too serious, there's nothing left. You don't want to do it anymore. You should just enjoy it for that moment of what you're doing. And a very interesting example is, you know, I used to be out here going to the blind center randomly and trying to figure out my own life. And I didn't think I'd be back out here, but here I am. And it's like God just pulled me in this direction. It's like, nah, you need to go back out there and figure it out. But it's like, I have no idea what to do. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea where I'm going. But God's like, look, you know, this is a direction you got to go in. You can keep questioning it and wondering what you're going to do with it. But you can question it all day, but it doesn't mean you're going to have the answer. Maybe the answer might come later on. And sometimes you just need to do that. And a lot of times throughout the Bible, it mentions that. You know, different things. It's like, why? Why, God? Why am I doing this? You know, I remember my dad would always say that. It's like, why am I doing this anyway? What's the purpose of it? And it's like, you know what? Maybe there is no purpose, but to somebody else, it's a purpose. To you, maybe it's not. But that's not what it's about. It's not about you, exactly. It's about other people sometimes. Yeah, you have to be in touch with yourself at the same time, but maybe for that moment it has to be on that person. whatever it is. And I think we all need to be a much more friendly society and not so judgy towards others, because anybody may look a certain way or feel a certain way, but it doesn't mean they always are that person. They may be for that moment, and then they'll change and be like, oh, okay, I'm good. I mean, think about it. It's like when women are on their periods constantly, they're a wreck, man. They are a wreck to deal with, believe me. They're a wreck. And it's hard to deal with for a good few days or so, and then you turn around and it's like, oh shit, that didn't exist. Might as well forget about that. Don't worry about it. But that's the difference in the way humanity is. Women are far more emotional than men are usually. Usually men like to hide their emotions a lot more. And that's just a fact. It's not an opinion. It's just a fact. We're just built different. We're different creatures in society. And so we have to understand that we have differences, and there's nothing wrong with that. And in fact, it would actually be very devastating, and it would be very even more chaotic than it already is if everybody had the same values, the same interests, the same passions, the same outlooks. I mean, it would get very boring. There would be nothing to discuss. I mean, could you imagine that? People would be signing up just to be like, okay, I'm ready to get away from this society. You know, we need to find somewhere else where there are different outlooks and different passions. And I mean, your passion may be in technology, like mine is in technology, you know, and AI-driven things. The next person is like, I have no interest in that whatsoever. I respect what you do. I respect what you're doing in society, but that's not my interest. Cool. That's awesome. Then you don't have to do it then. But you should recognize who you are as a person and how you can improve upon that. And maybe you may open up yourself later on and say, hey, you know what? That was actually a good idea. You know, that person being in the tech, and maybe I might want to learn that. And everybody is at different stages in life and different steps that they're on, you know. Just like there might be one person at the bottom of the porch, and then there's one person at the top of the porch, and they're just looking down. They're like, I'm good, man. I'm good. Whenever they're ready to come up, they can come up and hang out and enjoy the barbecue or whatever you got going on. But you have to start somewhere. And then you're going to be all the way at the top. And then, you know, you might go down a few steps, but then you get back up again. And that's how life is. You're going to get pushed down. It doesn't matter what you do. You might get pushed down a little bit, but you'll be right back up before you know it. It may be a lot longer than what you wanted it to be. I know for sure, you know, with all of us as a family, you know, we were living in a homeless shelter. Never thought I would live in a homeless shelter ever. Never pictured that. But, you know, 6 months, it felt like years sometimes. And it's like, man, this feels like years. And now I look back on it, I'm like, wow, okay, well, we've been on our own for almost 9 months now, man. This is crazy. Without having to deal with, you know, the way the shelter runs or shit. And I'm very appreciative of all the people that have got me where I am. Even though maybe we don't speak or talk every day or have the same values or share the same opinions or values with each other. Or maybe even the same beliefs. Whether it be religious or spiritually. I think in some way, shape, or form, we're all spiritually connected. Even though it may be for a minute, it's like, you know, I wonder how that person is doing. I wish them well. And you could act like the most hated person, but you know within them, they're like, you know, I really hope this person is doing well, even though they may never say that to you. But you know in the back of their mind and in the back of their soul, it's like, I really hope that person is doing good. I wish them well. Maybe we don't relate like we used to. Maybe we can't hang out like we used to. Maybe I just don't have time for that. Maybe it requires a lot of money to hang out with this person and associate with this person. But you recognize who they are. And there's people I would never want to hang out with again throughout life. But at least I can say the people I've came across out here, even though we've had our ups and downs and, you know, may not hang out with a lot of those different people that I've met out here, at least I can say it's the one place that I could understand that and say, hey, you know, we just don't click. And that's okay. But we don't click. Whereas with other places, it's like, I would never want to hang out with these people ever again. You couldn't pay me to hang out with these people. And that is pure toxicity at that point. It's like that System of a Down song. It's like the toxicity of our city, of our city. And you know, that's exactly what it's like. It's terrible to be in toxic relationships, in toxic environments. And that's how I grew up, in a very toxic environment. And everybody's just blaming each other. How dare you do this? How dare you do this? When it comes to politics or whatever, like, any of it matters in the first place. Who cares what your values are on politics? What does that matter? That doesn't even define you as a person. What defines you as a person is you just being yourself. And I don't think a lot of people know how to do that anymore. And I wish they would get back to those roots of who they are. Figure out who you are. I know sometimes it takes a while to figure out who you are exactly. I know it's taken me a while. Me personally, I enjoy helping others, but I definitely do not enjoy taking care of others. That is not something I want to do. I mean, yeah, if you have to, absolutely, but it's not something that's the first thing on your mind. And that's the difference, is you don't want to be focused in so much on what others should do and what you should be doing. It's the whole picture. You have to focus in on where you're at in life and where you're going to go. And that may seem somewhat contradictory, but it is what it is. You have to understand it for that moment of where you're at and where you're going to go and who you're going to be. Because you might see something that one day that just doesn't click with the next, and it's like, well, why are you flip-flopping so much? I don't know. It's a very good question. Why are you flip-flopping so much? And is this something you really need to think over again? Or is this really how you feel about something? And the problem is when you're flip-flopping, it's not exactly you within your voice, is your mind moving backwards and forwards and side to side, trying to find a balanced view around it. And too much flip-flopping, I think, is a bad thing. But however, if you do it for a second and then you're like, well, no, no, how about this? No, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good. No. And it's voicing your feelings probably too much. And it's all about that key balancing. That balancing is the key to everything. Finding a balance. They always say that when it comes to different foods, you know, eat in moderation, drink in moderation, blah, blah, blah. Take a shit in moderation, piss in moderation, whatever it is. But what is exactly moderation? I'm like, what the hell is moderation? That doesn't make any sense to me. Because what may be a lot to somebody is probably little to somebody else. So where is that balance in moderation? And they always say, oh, well, moderation is the key. And well, moderation, I don't think, is the very best example. It's what is your dosage of people or the fuel of your medicine in your mind? What will help you succeed where you need to be? Because everybody has a different definition of success when it comes down to it. Some people define success as having a ton of money. I'll tell you right now, you can have a ton of money all day, but you can be the most miserable ass person to be around. And so that does not make a difference. So then what's the next thing? Well, it's a different kind of wealth. It's not money. It's a wealth of your mind. How do you feel deep inside? Do you feel rich and spiritual and wanting more and hunger and hunger and hunger and always thirsty for more and learning more? If that's you, then that's where you need to be. And I think that's where all of us need to be. Deep in this society. Hey, that rhymes, doesn't it? So, that's my thoughts. That we should all become more humble people and understand where we are and figure out where we need to connect. Whether it be telepathically, whether it be teleporting, whatever it may be. But we all have to find different ways of connecting with each other and figuring out where we should start. And just wishing people well, even the people that you thought were not the greatest. But as complicated, yeah, that's an interesting word. As complicated as it may be, we all have to figure out who we are. Because if you don't figure out who you are, nobody else will. And so that's my thoughts on this. And let me know what y'all think.